This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly, just be part of the conversation, right? Become part of the solution. You get information you need. Good for everybody. Really, seriously. You know, as we're sitting here and looking through some notes from earlier, I said, you know, Trump went a little bit off on the judge tonight in his speech. I'm not so sure that was the smartest thing to do, but hey, it was his speech, his microphone, he was paying for it. But he brought up the fact that the judge's daughter had worked for, the Harris campaign. And I got to thinking about that and saying, okay, first and foremost, the reason judges decide on their own whether they can recuse themselves or should, in a lot of cases, is, you know, they're supposed to be people of integrity. They're supposed to be honest people. They're supposed to be people of integrity that things don't get in the way of. So his daughter working for Harris should have. I'm not saying it won't, so don't send me the nasty emails, but it should not have clouded his judgment, or shouldn't. He's already had a Trump case in front of him. 93% of the donations he made for political reasons went to Democrats. So those are things that start to roll off, and you say, okay, maybe he needs to think about that. In the same token, though, if you recall, all the noise that was made around Clarence Thomas and his wife, who was an advocate for Trump, she didn't work for him, obviously. She may have campaigned, I can't remember, I'm trying to remember. She may have campaigned for him. Or, you know, been that, but that was about the extent of it. I'm not so sure that your affiliations make you guilty. It would be a tough sale for me. Because, again, as an elected member myself, as a school board member, when things come in front of me, I don't take into consideration whether they're friends or family. I mean, people around you will tell you, around me will tell you, whether they're friends or family members or anything like that, that usually doesn't weigh in on what I've got going on. I weigh in based on the reality of what the situation is. That's more important to me. Because the integrity is all you got. Your mouth is all you got. Your promises or you know, stepping out on your promises, it's all you have control of. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. But even indicted, Trump still beats the left at their own game. I was looking at something tonight that I thought was great. He already has a T-shirt made, or out there, or their team does, whatever, with a picture of him and a number underneath it. I think the numbers is campaign number, whatever. right? And buy the T-shirt. So first president arrested or something like that was on it, which I thought was great. I told you guys the other night, if I was him, what I would have done is I would have said, I'm not going in there until you put shackles and handcuffs on me. I want the picture too. That's what I would have done. Because I think personally you could have had a field day with that. You know, it's what the left wanted. And like I said, you put that on a T-shirt somewhere, man, you are in. You'll sell them like crazy because even the left will want them. So, it's like Groundhog Day all over again, right? Another attempt to take down President Trump. Another institution stained by, the left in their foolish pursuit of this man. Seriously, I mean, they even smell something. You know what I mean? I mean, they something goes wrong or the other side of town has to be Trump. And it's not going to stop anytime soon. Right? All throughout his presidency. All throughout his campaigning, the left whined about how the Trump administration deviated from the norms that threatened the institution. What institution? What were the norms? These weren't the norms of the days of our founding fathers, that's for sure. And we just go to the God, the religious thing. I know some of you get crazy when I do that, but our founding fathers didn't want God out of the equation by any stretch of the imagination. They constantly gave him credit for the country. Constantly. But that's not how the left sees it. You're deviating from the norm. We've known for years that, you know, all this stuff was happening. And, you know, it's coming from inside the house. From the deep state. We know this. I didn't believe it at first. But the more I look at it, the more I do these stories, the more I check out what's going on, I do believe it. And specifically the Department of Justice, the DOJ, who's all over this, from the Russian collusion, right? They knew what was happening back then. The mishandling of the classified documents, right? Let's talk about Hunter Biden's laptop that got put on the shelf. Now, they said they didn't want to deal with it because it was too close to the election. No, they didn't want to deal with it because they knew it was. They knew the dossier was fake. They knew the laptop was real. That was going to be a problem. You're starting to see what the Democrats truly are made of and what they want. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
I am back to antagonize you some more. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. All right. You know, we're talking about Trump's swipe today, over there, swipe at Trump. And he's still beating the left at their own game. Like I told you earlier, you know, he knows what he's doing. Now, yeah, he looked a little spent today. I'm not going to say he looked worried. I don't believe that for a second. You know, we're all been in stressful situations. He knows he's doing the right thing. He knows or believes that what he did wasn't wrong, whatever it was. I don't think any of us really know what it was at this point, right? But, you know, the nice thing about all this, you're seeing the very evident 2 and 3 and 4 tier system of law that the Democrats perceive they have. Different for Hunter Biden, different for the Bidens as a whole, different for Joey B., different for Hillary. You know, just, we go down a whole list, right? You know, you talk about the Russia collusion or Russian collusion. They're all upset about him mishandling classified documents. But how many did he mishandle as opposed to Joe B.? How is it that Joey B. actually got a classified document out of the White House when he was a senator? Had to shove it in his pocket, didn't he? Something along those lines? Now, New York District, or Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, somehow took misdemeanor charges and he elevated them to a federal level. Well, a felony, actually. Right? So it just gets better and better. Some of the liberal media, right, they were all over the place. But really, seriously, when they start looking at this, when the judge looks at this, when the jury, or however he's going to do it, looks at this, I think a majority of these charges are going away just simply, right, because of the time frame, statute of limitations. And, you know, it's also a felony to leak information like this to the press, but somehow it got leaked to the press. Right? The left is willing to break the law to honor the law, so they say. We're back to destroying the village to save it. I don't even know how that works. And while there's a biased legal circus in Manhattan, it pales in comparison to other investigations that Trump is facing. I mean, seriously. Do you really think when he was talking to the Georgia AG, he was telling him, go find the votes? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Do you think he was telling him, look, they have to be out there. The way the polls ran, the way the numbers are looking, the votes have to be out there. I don't buy for a minute. He was telling him to go make up votes. I just don't buy it. Right? Now, the Georgia grand jury could be even more compromised in Manhattan, given the prosecuting attorney's office reportedly had ice cream parties with its members. The forewoman of the shambolic investigative body, Emily Kors, she spilled everything on network news in February and giggled about it. Oh, my God. These are jury people. Think about that. And there's plenty of liberal hosts, plenty of legal analysts on the left, right, pointing to what that woman did on TV. How she basically, to a degree, you know, blew the case for them. Now, when Trump is down, he always seems to clinch wins, even if they're only symbolic, right? I mean, on the same day that Stormy Daniels was so excited about him going to the court, she gets nailed with $122,000, having to pay him another $122,000. I think it's close to $500,000, isn't it? I know it's over $300,000 now. But I think it's close to $500,000 she owes him. Right? I don't know how he's ever going to collect it. I mean, if anybody can collect it, he is. Right? Anyway, again, easy to find a two-tiered, three-tiered, four-tiered system. It's not that hard. They don't really care about the law. As you heard earlier, they really care about the power. They care about maintaining the power, wielding the power, the whole nine yards. All right, New University now jumping into the fray. I love these guys. Really. The article reads, hello, Michigan State University has released a language guide. Yeah, that's right. Discouraging students from using words that might be a tad offensive. Maybe you should just take their mouths closed. Instead of doing a day of silence for these people, why don't we do a whole year of silence, right? We can start with a month if you want. So Michigan State, yeah, they're discouraging students from words that might be offensive. You know, phrases like tipping point, bonkers, and cakewalk are considered racist and sexist, although I don't know how. I'm doing a Joey. Did you catch that? I did a Joey Biden there. I don't know how. Founder, tribe, minorities, and American, or America, are also problematic, they say. And so, too, are words connected with Christian holidays. Yes, can't have any Christian holidays. Christmas tree, holly, reindeer, bunnies, eggs. God, these people need to get a life. Right? I mean, think about it. They need to get a life. They have no clue what this stuff. Absolutely none. And you know it. Right? I mean, seriously. Christmas tree? How do you want to call it, a holiday tree? Does that make you feel better? It's just going crazy. And somebody has to stop them. In winter and spring, avoid references to the majority religious imagery and language, such as the word Mary, or Christmas trees, wreaths, holly, bells, gifts, reindeer, bunnies, eggs, and chicks. Use terms like wishing you a wonderful winter break, or best wishes for the new year. Are we real? I can't stand it. University leaders say that they've worked diligently to remove a language they consider to be bigoted from official communication. Campus Reform reports it's part of an overall effort to align with strategic efforts around diversity, equity, and inclusion. God. MSU also told students to avoid using words that might trigger the Native American population. Those words include, ready for this? Pioneer, frontier, conquer and divide, and powwow. Wow. I guess references to the Long Ranger and Tonto might be a problem, too, huh? More of this on the inside of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Manhattan DA is asking for an order of protection in the Trump case. NBC News' Garrett Hockey says they are concerned about social media attacks Trump has posted.
That kind of rhetoric and escalating comments could lead them in the future to ask for more restrictions.
It's not believed the DA asked for a gag order, but rather a warning to Trump and his team to refrain from any further verbal attacks. Virginia elementary teacher Abigail Zwirner has filed a $40 million lawsuit over her shooting inside a first grade classroom at the hands of a student. But now, there's a twist. An attorney for a classmate of the young shooter tells WRIC-TV that his client warned Zwerner the child had a gun and was reportedly told to sit down and be quiet, prompting Zwerner's legal team to respond, saying, "It sounds like the principal is now blaming Abby for getting shot." I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
No, I'm not going to sing. Jonesy, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROACHO, 855-732-5562. Again, we're talking about Donald Trump. Just kind of handing it to them today. Right? I mean, it was great. It was just great where they didn't get them all crazy, get them all nuts, and he's able to handle it. And we go from that to the lunacy of Michigan State University deciding what words shouldn't be used, what words should be used, because we don't want to trigger people. And we still got that triggering thing going on, right? All in the name of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Now, they told students to avoid using words that might trigger the Native American. These words including pioneer, frontier, conquer and divide, and powwow. I mean, I can see where powwow would be offensive. You know, and people of color, or people, BIPOC, that's Black Indigenous People of Color, QT, I can't keep, I'll put it all, QT, BIPOC, Queer Transgender Black Indigenous People of Color, are also barred by the university. Right? Not because they're ridiculous, but because they're not inclusive enough. You know what's funny? How about just the word people? Come on. Oh, people are all welcome. Do they not want to be called a people? Not male. It's not female. It's human. What's the problem with that one? Right? They are on their way, I think, to become the wokest college in the system. The university also advised people to avoid using words, try it, you'll trigger me, obese, obesity, or overweight. Those terms are pathologizing stigmas in the size diversity community. It's not diversity, it's unhealthy. You can talk to yourself all day long going, yeah, dude, I'm fine, everything's good. Being large makes me happy. No, it doesn't. You know as well as I do when you're alone, it isn't because somebody shamed you, it isn't because of whatever. It's because you don't feel good. Your knees hurt, your hips hurt, your ankles hurt. Yeah, I've been there, I know. And I have friends that have been there who know. Some of you have lost your neck over your eating habits. Now, again, you know if you've listened to the show any period of time, I'm not talking about the sick. I'm not talking about those people who have an overweight problem because they have a medical condition. I'm talking about the ones that want to keep justifying, you know, having 5 eggs and 5 pancakes every morning for breakfast along with 10 sausages. Right? 2 Huff Fudge Sundaes for dessert. No. All right? So we're going to change all the medical terms from morbidly obese. What are they going to change it to? Yes, you're morbidly larger-bodied. You are part of the Students of Size group. Wow. Somebody just said, what about lard butt? Why can't I use that? Well, you can with me. I'm not going to go in the corner and start crying. I'm not going to curl up into a ball. It doesn't do anybody any good. It doesn't work. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Really? You know? I like the Christmas tree thing, though. I find that quite amusing. It's just, look, it never stops. That's the funny thing about it. It just never stops. No matter who says what or does what, they don't really even care. And just because you've been called one of those names or referred to, gee, Joe, you're a little large. No, Frank, I'm a lot of large. I'm way overweight. I'm considered obese, which is a wake-up call, is it not? What will get your attention more? I got to ask you, right? What's going to get your attention more? When the doctor sits you down and goes, you know, Joe, we need to talk about it. You're more than overweight. You're actually considered morbidly obese now. As opposed to saying, you know, Joe, you're a little larger bodied these days. I mean, who knew that when my mom was going to the Husky department, it was because I was fat? I didn't know. Husky just meant large. No. It's time we start calling things out for what they are. Work with them for what they are. And not for what you want them to be. All right? You know, it's really funny. You're doing something wrong. I don't know. Smokers. Can't tell if you get cancer anymore. No, that's because that's, A, it's none of your business, and B, it makes them feel bad. No. Now they're somebody who puts foreign objects in their lungs. Doesn't sound as bad. Actually sounds kind of stupid. I just made that up, by the way. You know, it seems like everything that's wrong or everything that's negative or anything that's going to hurt you, but if it also makes you feel bad when somebody tries to correct you, you can't use it anymore. We're not going to have it. I mean, the walk-away movement, I was talking to somebody the other day about it. It has started up again big time, right? And now, now it's really funny to watch people looking at it and talking about it, and they want to stop it. Right? Because they're being given misinformation to switch parties. No, they're not. Right? They're being told the truth. They see what's going on. You guys are out in the open telling people what you want to do. And you're losing lifelong Democrats, which I find hilarious. Because they're seeing you at work against their kids, and they don't like it. They don't want it. They don't get it. North Carolina Democrat now, too, is expected to switch parties and join the GOP. A Democrat lawmaker in North Carolina was expected to change her political party and become Republican. That'll give the North Carolina Congress a veto-proof majority. State Representative Tricia Cotham, a Democrat from Charlotte, she's going to announce her decision on Wednesday. She cited multiple Republicans with knowledge of this discussion. You know, they've been talking with her, saying, look, look at your votes. Look at the things that you argue. You're one of us. Now, the Republicans have, you know, poking and prodding at her to come over for quite some time now. If she follows through and does what she says she'll do, it's going to be a major move. They'll have a supermajority like we have here in California with the Democrats. Now, North Carolina Republicans have held majorities in both state house and the Senate chambers for years. The threat of a veto proof, though, right, or the threat of a veto from Roy Cooper, their current governor, kind of kills everything, right? But now, North Carolina, you Democrats there, and hopefully we won't get this stupid. I want to believe we won't get this dumb, okay? But now you're going to see what it's like to have no say in what happens. Gotham could give Republicans a clear path to a veto-proof majority to push a wide range of legislation, from reforming education to restricting abortion without necessarily needing to compromise with Cooper. And it's unclear why Gotham may be switching parties. Now, Axios noted one possible factor is that Gotham recently skipped a vote to override Cooper's veto on Republican-sponsored legislation easing gun laws, giving Republicans the votes needed to pass the bill and make it a law. The Democrats slammed Gotham for not showing up. Yeah, this is exactly right. They wouldn't care if her leg was falling off and she was heading to the emergency room. You know, you just do it the right way. Period. Isn't that hard? 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Want you part of the solution? Don't go far. More coming up after the break. More coming up in the next hour. I'm not going to tell you. You're going to have to come back for it. We will be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer.
You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com. And if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Oh, horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Hey, you think Elvin Bragg thought that Trump was going to show up and just go, all right, look it up, plead guilty to two, knock him down to misdemeanors, get rid of the rest, and that's the deal. Otherwise, you're fired. I mean, seriously. Right? I'm just curious. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. I don't buy this for a second. Did you hear today that, what's her name, Jean-Pierre Goofball, what's her name? Press secretary. She says that Biden found out about Trump's indictment in a news report. This is the Department of Justice going to arrest the ex-president with Secret Service around him. There is no way on his sweet God's earth that he'd do absolutely nothing was going down. Just no way. Maybe he was oblivious. Maybe somebody told him and he forgot about it on his way to the bathroom or something. I don't know. But, I mean, seriously. That's where she has to learn, too, to a degree. Just say, look, I'm not aware. Next question. Period. Instead of lying for the guy. But she'll have plenty of... Don't worry about her. Don't worry. She'll have plenty of work after. Right? Seriously. Love it. Not giving a heads up. Oh, please. It's just, it leaves a bad taste in your mouth, don't it? You're supposed to a degree anyway. My God, sweet Jesus. You're supposed to have some kind of trust in your government. Some kind. I don't care what it is. Let's find something. Right? Even CNN is blasting some of the stuff in the case. Right? I hope. Listen, I was hoping these guys would go to the wall, make fun of the Republicans. Right? Talk about these charges are real, they should stick, and this is bad. I would say it doesn't. That would have been great. But they wouldn't do it. Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I always appreciate the time, you know, that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, which helps you become truly part of the solution. And by the way, some of you sent me some emails on, what's the guy's name? The fellow in the bull hat that was in jail, and now they've let him out. They've let him out early. Well, not really. No, he's in one of those halfway homes. So he's not free to go home and hang out at his home, unless they've changed that recently. Right? But no. All right, well, just listen by one of those. My mom used to call these people the pretty people. She loved doing that. And I kind of agree with her. They do think they're quite pretty. But a woman says natural bodies are for poor females. Now, I didn't know what she meant. So I went over and looked. And she's one of those, you know, blonde-haired, blue-eyed people that probably works very hard at keeping their body in the shape it's in. Probably doesn't need any hot fudge sundaes or stuff like that, right? And I don't know what this means, and I'm not going to guess, and don't. Her Twitter handle is goated-throated. She writes that natural bodies are for poor females. And when somebody challenges, she said, I said what I said. I have no intention of explaining it and or changing it. But as she goes on in her conversation, she talks about how she goes to the gym. This body came because of the gym. She said natural bodies have no... Now, this is where your mind is at. This is where their mind is at. Because your body's going to give out, stuff is going to sag that you don't want to sag, but it's going to sag anyway. Right? Are you all about your body? Is your body shape and how it looks when you're 20, 21, 20? Is that what you want to be known for? She says, natural bodies are for women to have no self-esteem. One user wondered, what is that? Are the woman dying from... I don't even know, bubbles, BBL, or the men dying from steroids. We normalize this behavior, so we aren't even attracted to normal anymore. Human bodies just don't make it, you know, I said this, God, I wish I could write this stuff down somewhere so I knew we'd go back to it. But years ago, I think I was making fun of the fact that plastic surgery in teenage girls was up like 800%. It was a crazy number. And when you realize that skin is still stretching, they're still growing into their body, things are going to change. Don't have plastic surgery at 14, 15, 16. Don't. Wait. It's nuts. She claims in one statement that it was the gym that gave her this body, and gyms are expensive, therefore poor people can't do it. Isn't that nice? So she's going to look at me. I have money. And because I have money, I go to the gym. And now I'm a pretty person. Aren't I hot? I could just, if you look at her face, that's exactly what you're thinking, how she's talking. And the world would come crashing down around her. Come on, think about this. It would come crashing down around her if she couldn't maintain that body at the gym. Right? Seriously. All right. I've got one that I hope drives you through the roof. No, really. I hope it makes you nuts. All right. Transgender pastor compared, well, he compared the treatment of the marginalized transgenders, the national shooter, to Jesus. Jesus being crucified. I mean, God. Right. So a transgender's going to save your eternal soul. Got it. Yep. Makes sense to me. But compared to that, he, she, whatever, I can't even tell. Compared to the Nashville shooter, to Jesus being betrayed and crucified less than a week after these murders. Now, how? Who was betrayed? How was he betrayed? What happened? I'm sorry, did Jesus come to kill? Or did he come to give life? I mean, really, and kids, mind you, one of the most precious, one of the most important things to God. Kids. Micah Luaji, who was recently formally installed as the pastor of the St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Fargo, North Dakota, delivered the Easter-themed sermon to a small congregation. After reading the biblical account of Jesus' crucifixion, Luaji immediately brought up the mass shooting in Nashville. Instead of focusing on ways that this could have been prevented, such as gun control, significant number of people have, well, they turned their attention to the shooter's identity. Right? No. No, 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 no. You guys turned it to the shooter's identity. It happened to be part of the description. No different than saying a young Italian man shot the school up, a young black man shot the school up, a young Asian man shot the school up, killed six people. No. This is it. More and more and more, they want this stuff wiped out. You can't, I told you, in some schools and some police departments, they cannot give descriptions as black or white or anything along those lines. Why? If you're looking for somebody that just shot four people, and it's a black young man, I want to know. If it's an Asian young man, I want to know. I want to know what I'm looking for. Because then what happens is as you start to round up people that may even have similar clothing on, all of a sudden you're racially profiling. Or you're profiling, period. Just amazing. Some folks have tried to focus on eradicating trans people as a solution. No, not even close. You see what they're doing here? How far they're going with it? Because they have been waiting, just waiting for an opportunity such as this. They've been waiting for a reason, any reason to stroke their hatred. Now here's a man of the cloth, a woman of the cloth, I don't even know, because it doesn't say. How could you be transgender and not be called male or female? What are you transgendering? I'm so confused. What are you transgendering to? Really, in all seriousness, if you're not switching genders, then you can't be gender neutral, a transgender that's gender neutral. Pastor goes on to deride allies who abandoned and betrayed transgender persons like Jesus' disciples did. Marginalized folks, those of us who, with the least amount of privilege and power, they need those who have more privilege and power than they physically place their bodies between them and the people, powers, and institution. So in other words, right, you guys want to go do your thing, and when somebody says something you don't like it, we're supposed to get between you and them. Got it. Liberal pastor goes on to compare the Pharisees' treatment of Jesus to politicians who make laws against drag shows. Oh, and transgender players. Yeah. You know what's funny about it? This is what they do all the time, right? They ban books. Nobody banned a book. You can still get it. Oh, no, no. I'm going to have some fun with this on the other side of the break. Joe Bacini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the third hour. Seriously, you will enjoy it. New guests coming on. I'm not telling you until you come back.